This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The Trump administration has released satellite photos that claim it proves Iran was behind the attack on Saudi oil facilities over the weekend. Meanwhile, analysts are warning that if the price of oil stays at record highs, it could further risk a global recession. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
Locked and loaded. That's the message from President Donald Trump, who said the U.S. was primed after weekend attacks on the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia. Trump tweeted on Sunday saying there's reason to believe that we know the culprit. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also took to Twitter, blaming Iran for the attack on state oil giant Aramco instead of Yemen's Houthi rebels, who have claimed responsibility. So far, Iran has denied involvement in the strikes, which have wiped out 5% of global oil production, but have warned they're ready for a full-fledged war. It's inflaming investor concerns about the state of U.S.-Iran relations and stability in the Middle East.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Members of the United Auto Workers Union are on strike against General Motors as the two sides remain far apart on the terms of a new contract. Talks are continuing today. Striking GM worker Scott Harwick says he supports the United Auto Workers' decision to strike.
I have total confidence in them. And obviously, they weren't going anywhere with it, so they figured we had to strike. So I'm 100% in support of that.
The union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. The company is facing numerous lawsuits from local and state governments and other plaintiffs alleging it aggressively marketed dangerous addictive painkillers that helped it fuel the opioid crisis in the United States. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The bankruptcy filing comes after Purdue Pharma reached a tentative settlement, which could be worth up to $12 billion over time, with many of the more than 2,000 local and state governments across the country that are suing the company over its role in the opioid crisis. But the holdouts include more than half the states, and some of them are expected to object to the settlement in bankruptcy court and continue their lawsuits against the Sackler family, which owns the company. I'm Julie Walker.
North Korea says diplomatic talks with the United States could resume in a few weeks. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
North Korea says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed over disagreements regarding sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Russian actor Pavel Ustinov has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for violence against police during a protest rally last month. He insists he did not participate in that rally. Reuters Emir McCarthy has more.
23-year-old actor Pavel Ustinov has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for using violence against a policeman during an unauthorized protest in Moscow last month. He's the sixth person to be convicted after demonstrations demanding that a slew of opposition candidates be allowed to take part in a Moscow election. Authorities had refused permission for the protests. The court ruled that Ustinov was among activists who resisted when police detained him and dislocated a policeman's shoulder in the process, but Ustinov denies taking part.
That's Reuters' Emir McCarthy reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex all the Jewish settlements in the West Bank over the protest of Palestinian leaders if he wins his close re-election bid on Tuesday. Netanyahu is facing his toughest political fight to win a record fifth term to stay in power. Even as he's confronting possible corruption charges, Israel staging its second national vote in less than 6 months, with Netanyahu unable to cobble together a parliamentary majority to form a government after the April vote. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.